Mauritius, 1681. The grunting things had killed her baby. It wasn't the first time. They'd killed her first baby too, 30 moons earlier, before it had even been born. Their trampling feet destroyed everything in their paths, and babies all around had succumbed to the same casually cruel fate. She couldn't remember a time before the grunting things had come to her home, but even over her own relatively short life, they had become greater and greater in number, while her own kind had become fewer and fewer. The grunting things ate their food and had many, many babies of their own, which would grow up to kill more babies and eat more food. Now, in desperation, her kind had left the home that she somehow knew had once been theirs alone and travelled to a small, sandy spot which was separated from the grunting things by water. They thought they were safe. But still, they were all old. There were no more babies. And one day, death visited again. Not the grunting things. This time, death was taller, more colourful, more varied in its shrieks and shouts. Death waited till the water was low, as it sometimes was, and came at them from their old home. At first, she stood around watching, not knowing what was happening, not knowing what these new creatures were. Then suddenly, the death-bringing animals ran at them, and too late, she realised that she must run too. She ran, they all ran, but more of the tall things appeared behind them. One of the creatures grabbed her mate, and he cried out in fear. She hurried towards him, desperate to help, but not knowing how. Others came forward to help too. The colourful creatures took them all but her. Her escape was sheer luck. The tall things near her grabbed her fellows, and none had room left to take her. She was the only one who slipped away. Still she lingered for a second, thinking of the mate with whom she had stayed for so many moons, always hoping that more children would come eventually. But once more she detected his cry and knew it was the last she would ever hear of him. All around, the tall things were hitting her fellows with boughs from the dark trees, and the noises they made were like those of her baby as it fell beneath the feet of the grunting things. She was so scared.